The week-long conference in Mysore is probably the most rewarding experience so far I had in the whole year, and it's been the activity that I think had the most impact on me personally, because apart from just studying the theoretical part, it showed the application of all the concepts that we learned in IFP. So going to Mysore itself was definitely an experience which was both exciting but daunting as well, because although you do have the excitement of facilitating the conference itself and initiating the activities, it's daunting because you always have this fear of whether the delegates of having come to the conference is going to be worth it for them. So facilitating itself was a skill. It's pretty much a skill that I think we had to generate, because it's this middle pathway between leading conversations and initiating activities, but also being the listener and being part of group discussions. So finding that middle path ground, that middle ground, was very important as part of facilitating. And also, I think that many of the challenges that we came across were specifically when we're initiating activities, how would we conduct activities in an effective manner that wasn't just straight up lecturing, but also very engaging from time to time. So the things that we conducted, whether it was where, for example, like I was part of the group making a change. So in making a change, it was not only learning the theoretical part of collaboration or societies or identities, but applying it through learning project management skills and making your own project. So in during activities like that, I think we had to make very sure that the delegates do understand about the project management skills, as it is one of the greatest takeaways from the whole conference, because they would be actually making their own projects in their own communities after they return from the conference. And also, a prime realization for me personally is that we talk a lot about perspective, about different perspectives of people, but going to this conference was an actual realization of what this actually meant, because during explanations, while facilitating for such activities, you always had to keep certain perspectives of, for example, like language barrier, because many of the delegates weren't very proficient in language, in the English language. So, as English was the only medium that we communicated in, we had to imagine that how would we explain in a manner that if I, how would I explain it to myself if I wasn't very proficient in English? So along the way, although this was a huge challenge that was of great concern for us, we dealt through it through adopting various norms of collaboration. And these norms of collaboration would be certain things like learning to pause, learning to paraphrase, and even learning how to assume positive intention, active listening as well, and also using various simple words. So I think that learning how to explain it in a very simple manner also shows that you actually understand this topic very nicely, so that the listener would also grasp the key essence of that topic very quickly. Also, for me, it was also this realization of issues of various global concern, because one of the main topics that one of the recurring topics that we talked about, whether it was these conversations that always happened during breakfast or lunch at their tables, were of these issues. And during these issues, such as the Rohingya massacre, made me realize by talking to the delegates, as they were mainly from Myanmar, it painted this complete picture of what I assumed of this such one-sided narrow view. Because much of what we hear from the news or the social media isn't the whole story. The citizens themselves, the people who go through it, the people who observe the whole situation have a different thing to say, their own take. And it does affect and impact your understanding of how the world works. So I think that while engaging with such issues of global importance, it's always better being very open-minded to what you assume to be correct. In a whole, it was a very enlightening week and helped me to open up so much more in terms of confidence level. I can see myself boosted. And even when applying that after the conference, I always keep on getting messages from people of the appreciation notes that we wrote to them and how much of a bond that's been created. Even after a month passes by, I think you keep on realizing how much that week meant for these delegates. And this was something very special, and I will cherish till the end of time and space.